Hi everyone, Eggy here. I'm back. Did you miss me? You know, the hardest thing about doing this episode right now is not saying I told you so. I'm going to try my best to just not say I told you so. And that is regarding the COVID, the COVID vaccinations, all this COVID shit that is going on right now with the Delta virus, with the Delta strain. Really, I don't want to say I told you so. But if you go back and listen to just the videos I've done since the beginning of the COVID outbreak, it's hard to not say I told you so. So, with all that said, I told you so. I told you then. I told you this shit wasn't over. I told you there was going to be a new strain. I told you that this is where it's going to go. I told you that. I told you there was going to be mass vilifying those of us who are not vaccinated. I told you that was coming. I told you. I told you. Some of you actually private messaged me and told me that I was crazy. Who's crazy now? Little fucking bitch. Who's crazy now? So you've got this Delta strain going on. You've got people. The media has the nerve to accuse this new strain on the fact that not everyone is vaccinated, which is a joke, because if you really look at the statistics, people who are getting the Delta strain of COVID, there are more people who are vaccinated who got that strain. Listen, you guys, and I've already said this too, but I'm going to say it again because I think it bears repeating. This is very much the mark of the beast. You've got people out there saying things like, oh, I got both of my shots and I now feel like I feel stronger. I feel better. I feel like a computer. And yeah, that's about right. That's what you are, because that's what you are. You are a computer. And with computers, you're going to have to subscribe to something for an antivirus. All of these COVID shots that you're going to have to take in the future, that's your antivirus. If you took the vaccinations, you now cannot at any given time opt out of them. You have to take the virus. You have to take the vaccinations. You have to take the vaccinations now. You can't skip them now. You are locked into the system. Vaccinations are now on a subscription basis for you. That's right. That's right. You opted in. Don't bitch at me. You have now subscribed to this system. You better not miss any more shots. You can't afford to now. What movie was it that Matt Damon was in where, you know, if you wanted to live longer, you had to pay credits. You had to pay to get credits so you can live longer. That's what this is. You are now opted in. And, you know, you also have to give thanks to feminism too. Because if feminism was not here, most of us would be vaccinated. If there was no feminism in America, us men, we would all be vaccinated. There would be no MGTOW. There would be no black pill. If there was no feminism, you'd have a wife. And she would be egging you to take the vaccination. And she would annoy you until you took it. So on that note, I want to say thank you, feminism. I want to thank all of the women in the United States for neglecting their duties, for keeping us men preoccupied with pleasing and serving them. I don't care how strong of a man you think you are. If you're married to a woman, if you were married and this COVID virus was a big thing, you guys, she would annoy you. You would have taken both of the shots. So thank you, feminism, for that. So here we are. This is what we have inherited. And now those of us who are unvaccinated, we have to continue pressing forward and not being vaccinated and not letting the world push us towards it. So as I predicted, and And I think I said this in a video not too long ago. I said something around August was going to happen, and I'm going to stand by my guns because I think by about the middle of August, we're all going to be back into lockdown status. We're going to be right back in lockdown. So get ready for that. And on top of that too, if you've got any electrical devices that you need, radios, if you're trying to get a laptop so you can somehow stay connected to the internet, now's a good time to buy that, because it seems like in all of this crazy COVID shit, we've all forgotten about the electronics shortage that's taking place. Yes, there is an electronic component shortage that is taking place, and it is a nasty one. So if you've got anything you need to order, do it now. Because in a few weeks from today, this shit's going to be looking once again very different. This takes me to the next. I guess I should segue to the next point that I'm going to make here, which is when this shutdown occurs, those of us who were already moved into position for the previous shutdown, it might be time to move again into an even safer position. I do smell the mandate. I smell a nasty mandate coming down the pipeline, because I'll be honest with you, I fear, and again, I've said this in the past, but I'll say it once more, it's going to be hard to find work, even minimum wage work, without being vaccinated. Whatever you're doing right now, I hope you are stockpiling. I hope you are putting everything away that you can, while also positioning yourself to be in a safer place. The fewer people, the better. I really do feel that we are, you know, I think we're getting to a point where we're nearing the exodus phase. I think there's going to come a point in the near future where if you are not ready to take the proverbial hike and live somewhere completely different than here, you will be assimilated. So I do smell a no-vax exodus coming. I think we're deathly close to it. You know, I've spent the last month not putting up any content. I've been observing and watching people, and I do see how much these shots are fucking affecting people. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was not a big fan of the idea that the vaccinations are changing people's DNA, and I never really talked about that in any of my videos. But, you know, I think it actually is. People are rude, people are obnoxious, people are looking to fight. People who have taken this are a weapon. They are not to be trusted. I don't care what their race is. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're whatever. Anyone who took the vaccination can no longer be trusted by you. And you cannot afford to be around people who have taken the vaccination. The exodus is the act of God. I feel that there is something coming that is going to allow people to safely navigate this. But it's going to require a huge life change. If you're against taking the vaccinations and you're living in America, you've got to be prepared to be somewhere where you have never been. You have to be prepared to embrace a new culture, a new way of thinking. You have to be prepared to be a minority. So if you're an anti-vaxxer and you're a racist and you've got something against other races of people, you better slow that shit down now. Because if you want to get out of this matrix, you're gonna have to be someplace else. You're gonna have to be someplace where they are not persecuting you for being a non-vaxxer. Keep an open mind. You hear me? Keep an open mind. Yours truly, Eggie.